everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight. Kelly is on the cover of this month's FHM, one of this month's FHMs. She's also in the soap opera Port Charles, which is out here in L.A. It's on at 10:30.
11:30.
Oh, sorry, 11:30 and 12:30 on the East Coast. And in between, you can just figure it out, right? Yeah. It's always on.
Check your local listings.
I never get to see soap operas except for on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because that's one of the few sort of weekdays you have off.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a weekday you have off where scheduling is about normal.
Yeah,
I mean, you got like some kind of Lucy marathon somewhere, but other than that, you flip on the TV at 10:30, 11 in the morning.
It's Friday,
and it's funny. It's Friday. You flip this on, and I was just sitting there going, "Hey, what is this? Who are these people? Wow!
Oh, these daytime actors. That's right.
Even the old people look good. I wonder what they're up to." And then some guy comes in. You know, people say you should watch soaps every day to figure out the plot. I say watch like once every 5 years. It makes it better. You can still figure out what's going on and who the greasy guy is.
In most cases, I would agree with you.
But not Charles.
You should watch every day.
Of course.
That godforsaken Passions where people are casting spells on each other and visiting the devil. You seen that thing?
I was introduced about a year and a half ago to the kid who played like a doll that came to life. And in real life, he was like a midget or something. He was a little dwarf man child. And they were going, yeah, that guy's he's a doll who came to life. And I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
Are they dropping acid? What's going on with this? Well, not on Port Charles, right, though? That's straight ahead, stab him in the back, and have sex with your best friend's beau, right?
There you go.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Port Charles is going through what would maybe, if I were to describe it to you, you would think Passions, but it's so not Passions, of course.
Well, why?
We have vampires in our town right now.
Oh, in Port Charles?
Of course.
Well,
yes, we do.
Of course. Well, that could happen.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, well, what town doesn't have? Please.
What it's more directing to is a love story than actual vampires. And, of course, that's what soaps are about. Love stories.
Well,
triangles.
Also, by the way, with Buffy and Elvira and what the hell's that Mexican chick on Fox who's Princess of the Night, who's doing a lot of rappelling and kicking ass. You know, what's her name?
Dark
Angel. Yeah. The vampire thing has almost become acceptable. I mean, people don't go, oh, fake-o. No,
it's reached the proportion of the devil in the 70s.
Right.
You know, it's just part of what...
It's not... I must say that poor Charles is not hokey.
No.
We don't have flying monkeys and weird things.
Right. No. It's all
tangible.
We're
trying to make fun of your competitors. Don't even stop.
Yeah.
The same.
Poor
the
Charles same, yeah. is head and shoulders above the rest of that crap.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely. Oh, there goes the monkey.
I saw Lion King today.
You did?
Yeah.
The play?
You know how?
How?
Walked up 5 minutes before the... before a curtain.
And yelled, I'm Dr. Drew, I demand attention.
I didn't. I got 5 tickets.
Really? What, is it just
fabulous.
Slowed down?
You put this idea in my head. Remember how you said they always release house seats at the last minute?
I never said that.
All right, somebody sitting here said that.
Bunch of guys in the band. You know, my idea that I put in your head is stay home, masturbate, wait to die.
That was you.
That's my plan.
That's you, right.
Not go to theaters and try to get in at the last moment.
And they released some seats, we grabbed them, and that was it. So, Lion King.
Good times.
Incredible. Incredible.
You brought all the kids?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, decent seats?
Amazing.
Do you realize those kids' years have squeezed more living into their 8 years than I've done in my 37 years?
I'm aware that it pisses you off.
Little sons of bitches. That's right. Now start toughening them up. Do you hear me?
Well, they want to fly airplanes with you, they decided.
All right. Now, so what are we doing? Oh, we're going to take some calls, right?
Okay.
Oh, wait, how did this FHM thing work? That's what I wanted to know.
Well, they chose, I guess, 4 different women who are in daytime right now. And I got a call, and my publicist called me and said, do you want to be on the cover of FHM to represent the soap industry? And I said, absolutely. It's a great magazine, and I'd be honored to.
And Drew, can you comment on that cover, please?
Lingerie.
Lingerie. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a lingerie issue.
Yeah. It's Kelly's the brunette who's happens to be on the cover. Now, Nikki is blonde, and who else is...
I think Sharon Case is her name. She's from another soap, and I think there's a Latin soap girl.
This is good.
I'm not too sure.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
Yeah. Does he like this? Excited by this?
Of course.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's great.
You find him in the bathroom with the magazine while
like
you're in the next room?
Uh-huh.
Little bit.
I could go for that. Yeah.
God.
What? I understand that thinking.
A little too much of the Cosmo in some of these articles.
What do you mean? Oh, 50 ways to turn her on? Oh, to turn her on?
Yeah.
Are they high? Guys aren't going to read that. Guys get the... Guys don't like to spend time trying to turn women on. Sue? Or at least reading about it. Sue, you're 21.
Yes.
What is up?
Okay. My boyfriend cleaned out his car today, and he found some old pictures of his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if he still likes her, if he's still in love with her.
Yes, if you find any old pictures of someone you used to date, it means you're back in love.
Especially if more than 10 years has elapsed.
It's written, yeah. That's why I'll never go through like a high school yearbook.
It's dangerous. What do you mean he found them? You mean you found them?
It was in his old car.
You mean you were getting in the car and all of a sudden, whoops, we found these things? Or he was cleaning it out?
Yeah, cleaning it out because he was going to give it to somebody else.
So and he didn't know
that he got rid of everything.
Did he throw away those pictures?
The ones that he just found? No. He said that he's going to wait till it gets warmer and he's going to burn them off.
Until it gets warmer. Well,
yeah, I'll traditionally wait for a seasonal change before discarding pictures of old girlfriends. Because he doesn't have any matches and he wants to do it with the magnifying glass and the sun is not strong enough right now.
I think it's the book of the devil says you have to wait till a certain
phase. No, he's got to beat off another couple thousand times to those pictures before he gets rid of them.
It doesn't.
And another thing is the girl that was on the picture, she kind of looked like me.
Well, that's probably a good thing. But listen.
Good. What would you like her to look very much, the exact opposite of you?
He said that he was in love with her. And then now he's with me.
Well, Sue, listen.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. I know.
I'm convinced animals have learned to speak and they're now calling this show. I really think that's what's happened here. That's the only solution I can come up with. This is a collie making a prank phone call. What is going on with people? She looks like me. All right. He likes brunettes or he likes blondes or whatever your cut is. That's what he likes. Very common.
Whatever.
Very common.
Very common. He found these old pictures. Right. Fine. But why is she so distressed? And the fact that he doesn't want to get rid of them now.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's interesting that he wants to wait for this summer solstice.
we think that's BS. But then again, he may be just screwing with her. I mean, she may be almost, it may be sport for him to get her going the way she sort of, leaps out of her skin at the slightest stimulus.
All right.
Listen, so we don't know what he's thinking. You can ask him, and it's fair to tell him, for him to, to be honest with you. It's fair for you to ask for how he feels about his old girlfriend, how he feels about you, where this relationship is going. Whatever he tells you, you either got to believe it or not.
Okay, don't worry so much, Sue.
Okay.
All right.
Either
okay.
Sue.
I mean, she lives all the way in Mexico.
Hey, Sue.
She's in Mexico. Okay.
I suspect you're looking for reasons to sabotage this.
No, I'm not. I'm just worried.
Okay. She's in Mexico. And by the way, we'll now refer to Mexico as hell. Okay? We're no longer calling it Mexico.
She's in hell.
Okay.
So she's in hell. Okay. And you're not pregnant, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Don't let him get you pregnant.
No.
That's my plan for you and your uterus, all right? All right, there you go, baby. Everything's good. Don't get pregnant.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. Well, she felt better.
Good times.
Okay. You know, one thing about folks that call this show.
One thing?
One of the things is you can shift them really easily. Like I was looking at my nephew on Thanksgiving. He's 2 years old. He didn't want to leave. He was screaming, crying, like, I don't want to leave, I don't want to leave. And then Somebody picked him up and started hanging him upside down. He started laughing hysterically. Within it took him about 2.5 seconds to make the transition from screaming and crying bloody murder to laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
And I think we have that in a lot of our listeners, too. We can, flip them. We just pick them up and hang them from their ankles and they start laughing again.
What does that tell you about our listeners?
They're young at heart.
There you go.
And mentally. Sharissa?
Yeah. Yes.
You're on Love Line with Kelly Monaco. She is currently on the cover of FHM and in Port Charles.
Cool, cool.
The soap, not the city. But both, actually. Go ahead.
Actually, before I ask you my question, I wanted to make a suggestion that you have Aaron Lewis on as a guest.
Who's that?
Aaron Lewis from Stained.
Oh.
I think he has
We've had Stained up here.
Oh, you should do it again.
Okay. Stain was up here
just a month
not
or so
too
ago.
Long ago. A couple months, I'd say.
Yeah, well, you should do it again so I can listen.
All right, we'll dedicate that show to you.
Thanks.
As a matter of fact, we'll just do it earlier, and we'll do it, too, over the phone to you.
Okay.
Because other people heard him, a few months back.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyways, my problem is I haven't had a period for, 6 months, okay? And in the past 6 months, I haven't had any dramatic weight gain or weight loss. I haven't been particularly stressed out any more than usual. I don't know what's going on. I went to the doctor for it about a year ago, and they put me on progesterone, the pill.
Right.
And
that's to see if you have a period. Did you bleed?
Yes. Okay. It made me have my period,
It's called a progesterone challenge.
Excuse me?
It's called a progesterone challenge. It sort of helps them decide what's causing the period problem.
Well, there was no follow-up care. They're just like, here, take this. And then I had my period, and then they're like, cool. And then I had my period 1 month after that, just like I would normally. And then I haven't had it since.
All right. Do you know whether or not you have any other problems medically?
No.
Did they do any blood work, look for thyroid problems or anything like that?
No.
Did they do a pelvic exam, look for ovarian cyst, endometriosis, any of those kinds of
things? No, they didn't.
There's a lot of things that can cause this. And the most common thing is really just a dysfunction of the relationship between your brain, the pituitary, and the ovaries. That this normal cycling is just sort of off. Do you have any psychiatric problems, an eating disorder, anything of that sort?
What do you mean by psychiatric?
I don't know. What do I mean? What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know, I have, a lot of issues.
Okay? Have you been due to drugs?
No. I mean, I drink and I smoke. That's about it. I don't do any other drugs.
You smoke pot?
No.
Well, listen, it's at this point kind of a mystery. The number 1, 2, and 3 reasons for this is pregnancy. So you got to get pregnancy ruled out. And at 6 months, you would know whether or not you're pregnant, I would think. And then it's impossible for something to be diagnosed over the radio. You got to get back and continue the workup. It's probably nothing.
All right. Good times. That period. Oh, Kelly, how's your period doing?
Just fine, thanks.
Good? Good and regular?
That's right.
Fantastic.
And you,
Melissa?
Your bowels, Adam, everything good?
Moving. Good. Moving like a freight train.
Yeah.
Always been very solid in that department.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got nice Thanksgiving freight train going on
there. Yeah. Yeah, I made cranberries.
You went too far, Kelly.
Sorry.
You're going to hear about it.
I made lots of cranberry sauce.
I know exactly where to stop. See, take my lead.
Two sacks of cranberries, actually 2 nights in a row. 4 sacks of cranberry,
about that.
And let me tell you this, Kelly. I made it.
Just go with it.
I brought it over to my dad's place. Because they're albino trash, had that that can of cranberry gelatin, out there. Actual shape of the can as if, but it's always, it's lying on its side as if somebody put a cranberry can.
Well, they had to cut it in the medallions.
No, they didn't even do that. It was just sitting out there with the serrated edge of the can.
Did you complain? Oh, come on.
No, I didn't. You know why? Because I had my own cranberry sauce that I put right in front of me and was devoured. By the way, I spoke to David Alan Greer today.
Yeah.
Saw a Dag today, and he told me he heard the can opener fire up on Thanksgiving Eve when where he was at.
Wasn't he having a weird thing about going home with his girlfriend or not? Did he solve that?
He didn't do that. Uh-oh. But the point is he got canned.
I like a girl with a big butt fruit in the middle. It's juicy, it's sweet, because it's fruit and in the middle. Shaka-daka.
And I was floating my fruit in the middle, my yogurt, with not the fruit at the bottom, but fruit in the middle. So it stirred up a lot easier. I was kind of floating the idea, getting some feelers,
right.
Some feedback. People are very impressed by this.
Wherever you go now, I'm sure that's
very impressed. Very impressed.
I have no doubt.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Enough said?
Hey, you know, we're going to have like a musical montage of David Alan Greer. It's only songs.
I saw him today, and I told him, you don't have to come in next time. We got enough drops.
Let's heal some babies!
That's right. Melissa?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was considering, I wanted to go on birth control, and then, my boyfriend did a bunch of research, and it said that it, increases the risk of breast cancer.
Where did you see that?
I don't know. He just did a whole bunch of research online.
Well, why don't you look at where his research came from? Because you can get all kinds of stuff online to say just about anything you want. The current wisdom is that that there is no added risk of breast cancer.
Does he not want you to go on the pill?
Oh, no, he does.
But he still came back with that.
Yeah, go on some reputable sites. Go on Hopkins or Stanford or somewhere where they can give you the current review. There is less ovarian cancer, less uterine cancer, less pelvic inflammatory disease. The prevailing wisdom is that there's a net health benefit, and there certainly is the benefit of avoiding the ultimate sexually transmitted disease, which is pregnancy, which has tons of consequences and fatalities associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that pregnancy is being the ultimate sexually transmitted disease.
Isn't it?
It's a good way of looking at it. Yeah.
It's a sexually transmitted disease.
That's right. That's nice.
I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I agree.
Look at it that way. Yeah.
I've only said that 400 times.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
I appreciate it.
You rarely say the ultimate sexually transmitted disease.
Maybe not use the ultimate, but I've certainly called it a sexually transmitted disease.
But I do. That's right up there with the only known
it's abstinence.
Cure for AIDS.
Avoidance. The only way to avoid AIDS, absolutely.
No, but they don't say avoid. They use the word like cure or something even more ridiculous.
Prevent.
Yeah, it's the only sure way to prevent AIDS is abstinence. I like retarded adages like that. All right, so, you won't get anything. Go get that pill, baby.
Okay, I was curious, what's better to go on for, someone my age and everything? If, between, Depo or the pill and, what type of pill or...
Melissa, what you need... Because it's very hard to predict ahead of time exactly what pill is going to be the best for you. You sort of start with one lowish dose estrogen, sort of a reasonable balance of estrogen, progesterone. Sometimes people start with the triphasic pills. The important thing for you is that you need a doctor that you feel comfortable with. You're trying to do this on your own. You're not a physician. You shouldn't be making these decisions completely on your knee. I wouldn't make this kind of choice for myself. I'd go to somebody I trust and have put it in their hands.
You can't be completely
objective about your own care. Now you've educated yourself. Great. Now go get the care you need with somebody you trust.
All right. Let's talk to Jennifer, who's on line 5. Jennifer?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
I've had an eating disorder for about 6 or 8 years, and I've been hospitalized 3 times, and I just wanted to know, I've never had a boyfriend, I've never had a date, never had nothing, and I wanted to know if my eating disorder was preventing that.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, is there my eating disorder in some way making me less desirable to guys?
No.
Mm.
No, it's just you're the personality that's behind it. I mean,
do you look ill?
It's not a turn on.
No,
but
I mean, guys, some women with eating disorders really look ill. They're like they go scare guys. I would say
guys travel to the Philippines just to get hold of 13-year-old junkie hooker chicks. You know, I mean, that's not a turn off.
I mean, so why has nobody ever asked me out?
Are you sure? Maybe you put out sort of a vibe. Maybe you're tough to approach.
Yeah.
A little insecure, maybe.
I think I guess one of the things I read about people with eating disorders is that they're afraid of their own sexuality. And I think in some ways I really am scared of having a relationship. But at the same time, it just doesn't make me feel very good that no one wants to be with me.
Jennifer, I will tell you that through... I deal with people with eating disorder pretty frequently. And one of the common dynamics is a fear of intrusion. You fear that everybody is going to sort of, you could sort of push back real hard on people if they seem to be the slightest bit intrusive is the best word I can think of. In other words, if they're not completely taking their lead from you, if they start to come at you in some ways with their own needs, you feel intruded upon and annihilated, you push back. Do you do that kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess so, but I tend to be more like a people pleaser, you know?
Mm. Well, how do these guys know you have an eating disorder? Do you heave on them? I'm serious. I like when people use that tone.
No, I tried to hide it as much as I could, but it became pretty apparent when I had to leave school and go to the hospital.
How much do you weigh?
Well, no, it's not.
How much do you weigh?
Right now, I just got out of the hospital, so I'm 5'6", and I'm 110.
Okay.
All right, but and what I'm saying is I'll bet that most guys who you know casually aren't aware of this.
And you may not be picking up on the clues.
So how can it be the cause?
Yeah, you may not be picking up the cues that guys give you, too. You're obviously very preoccupied with your condition, which is a common part of that condition. And you may not be open to the kinds of dynamics that are needed to get something going.
Well, let me float this notion, too. If you were to admit to yourself that somebody was attracted to you, it would
scare her.
Help. It would hurt your eating disorder, in the sense that you have this fantasy that you need to lose weight or you need to be more slender, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you could accept people saying, "Hey, I'm attracted to you. I like the way you look," it wouldn't cause you to vomit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to work on it.
I would bet that she's anorectic and not bulimic.
Or whatever.
Actually both.
You're both? All right.
Maybe she likes women.
Ooh. You like women?
No. Mm-hmm. I've actually questioned myself about that, but no.
You're lesbian. Well, again,
no, definitely not.
Drew, what do you think?
You're lesbian.
Yep.
And
Drew,
Jennifer,
lesbian.
You know that part of the deal here is having a difficult time knowing who or what you are, right?
Yeah.
Your sense of yourself is real flimsy.
Yeah.
And so when you don't know who you are, it's even harder to know who you are in a relationship. So
but I'm definitely not lesbian.
All right.
You're lesbian. We're not trying to sell anything to you. I'm just trying to get you to begin to explore and be open and be vulnerable and realize that figuring out who you are in a relationship is going to be a difficult thing for you, but you should start to do it.
Right. And look, no relationship's going to work out anyway right now.
Why? Because she's 18.
Because she's 18, she's got some difficulties and she's working them through. So continue with your work and work them through, and then you'll get in a relationship magically when
you start healing. Yeah,
better.
Magically things, guys, will come to you when you are better healed, more healed.
Yeah. Or probably next time you go to the hospital, some guy will probably try to get at you.
Yeah, that's what tends to happen.
Guys, that is
what tends to happen.
Well,
and
you're sedated, you're wearing that nightgown, they steal your underpants.
Well, it's more you're all locked in the same unit together.
Do they need your underpants at that place, too?
No. Well, no.
You realize, Kelly, I got hand surgery and they needed my underpants?
You couldn't go in with your underpants on?
No, they were having surgery.
Couldn't go
so they
into
made
surgery.
His robe, putting those cool gowns on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll have you know that I came to visit him. There was 8 people standing around with him creating a huge commotion about your underpants.
Where's my goddamn dignity? What could get farther from my balls than my hand? Is there a part on my body that could get farther away from my balls than my arm? And I'm spread out like Jesus, okay? They have me taped down to this 6-foot sandwich board because they don't want you moving your arm around. And your hand is spread out. It's not down by your side. It's straight out like Jesus on the cross. And we're going to need them underpants. And I said, look, I'm going to have my hand all wrapped up in a big cast. I know how these hospital gowns go. You tie them in the back so you can't get to them. I got one hand working. There's no way I'm going to be able to tie this thing. I'm drugged up. Now my hairy ass is going to be hanging out of this thing. How about I keep my underpants on? No. I said, look, why not? Well, give me a worst case scenario with the underpants on.
It would really help contain.
You're gonna have to. Oh, let's say something happens with the underpants. You're gonna have to get the jaws of life to get the pants off, or could you just slide them down?
Little they know, they needed to contain that ecosystem too. I mean, you unleash something to that God knows what.
The geckos.
Yeah.
Listen, how dare you try to turn Kelly off to me? By the way. But look, give me a worst case scenario with the underpants being on. That's what I told them.
They need to put a Foley catheter in. They're all in surgical scrubs. And
you can't. Look, when guys get in motorcycle accidents, are they nude? Are they just nude when they get in a motorcycle accident on the side of the freeway?
You know the first thing you do?
Yes, you cut away their jean jacket or their jeans or their whatever.
Everything.
Look, I'm wearing a nightgown. A drunken frat guy could get my underpants off and inside of 6 seconds. Right. Please. Stupid policies. Here's all I want. This is what I want.
Everybody listen to Adam.
Everyone listen to me. In every facet of life. Give me the chance. I will gladly sign the waiver that says I will take the chance of keeping my underpants on during the goddamn hand surgery. I'll sign it, and I promise not to sue if my balls catch on fire or something happens during the procedure. I will not turn. Just put that in there for the normal human beings who aren't litigious. Why are we all effed? Do you know what I'm saying? Give me the opportunity. I'll sign it. Let me keep my underpants. All right. Kelly Monaco's our guest tonight.
FHM, Port Charles.
Oh, yeah. Port Charles. Yes. All right. Should we take a break? Everyone listen to me. All right. And then we'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Oh, yeah. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight. You can find her every day on Port Charles.
Every single day.
What's your character's name?
My character's name is Livy Locke / Reese / Collins. I've had, you know, two mothers and a couple fathers and a few different things. But Livy. Livy. Yes, Livy. That's my name. Yeah.
Mm. See, the host's supposed to ask
I'm an evil... Can I tell you who I am right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm destroying the whole town of Port Charles right now. It's really fun.
What about the vampires?
Well, I'm married to the vampire. Yeah.
Nice. And who's... Yeah. He doesn't sound Hungarian or anything. That's not old school vampire.
No, it's really... It's intriguing. It's really fun. And it's exciting.
Is he killing people in the town?
Well, he was biting people during our last book. Our soap is run in books, which is 13-week cycles.
Right.
Instead of, you know, 3 years of a storyline. We get it done in 13 weeks. So it's kind of like you get a payoff every day. You kind of do. It's only 13 weeks long, you know.
Do they,
What?
What?
Well, I have a whole bunch of thoughts. One is, and Drew, you back me up. I've said this many times.
Television production.
People make fun of soap opera actors because to them it's sort of the lowest rung on the acting ladder. To me, it sounds like the hardest form of acting.
It's really
because
hard.
Bizarre, implausible plots that you have to sell.
Incredible amounts of script.
And then you're bringing home
40 pages of dialogue a day.
Yeah,
easily.
I would kill myself immediately. And I've said to these people 1,000 times, get a teleprompter.
A lot of people don't understand. There are no teleprompters.
We
get one block, one rehearsal, and a take, and we do every single day tons of work.
It is as 9 to 5 as you can make an acting gig. Am I right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in college right now. You know, I've got the holidays off. I go to school during the day, and I study at night.
And you just, I mean, in terms of cutting your teeth, as they say, you're getting, you know, in 2 weeks, you're getting more camera time than the average soap.
Oh, in 2 days, we're doing a movie.
Sitcom star season.
With the amount of dialogue we do a day, a typical script is, 40 pages, and sometimes we'll do 2 or 3 shows in a day. And that's a movie. That's 100 and whatever. You do the math.
And would be
whatever.
Absolute.
That's a lot of stuff. A lot of work.
But
it's fun. I like it.
I was just.
No, it's not fun. Please.
I like it.
That's
I do.
God, you
I
can't. Then something's wrong with you. That's
something's
horrible.
Wrong. I live to work. I don't work to live. It's crazy.
We could never ever date.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to a small community college back home. It was called Northampton. And
you were in Massachusetts?
No, in Pennsylvania. This was in the Poconos. Yeah, and I went for, a short amount of time. I finished a year and a half or something. I knew college wasn't what I wanted to do. I had studied theater my whole life, speech, debate, and drama,
following your recommendations, Adam. She realized it wasn't what she wanted.
And I moved off.
Learned a trade.
Yeah.
That's right.
Followed my dream.
Yeah. Aww. And look at you now.
Look at me now.
Sitting across from me and Drew.
This is the moment.
I'm not wearing socks.
Talking about your underwear.
Or underpants. Wait a minute. Ironically, after that big jag on underpants, pants, not wearing them now.
No, you don't have them on.
No, nope. You know why, Drew?
It's the best way to go.
Number one reason why I'm not wearing underpants tonight.
The trauma of the surgery you went through.
Nope, they weren't downstairs. I only wear stuff that's downstairs in my house. If I got to go upstairs, deal breaker.
He just won't go upstairs.
I just can't go upstairs.
Too much work.
Yeah.
Well, as I've said, I got to come back down again.
Yeah.
It's not like I go up and stay there. Yeah. I got to come back down, so it's twice. Yeah. You live to work?
I do.
Adam lives to nap.
I live to nap, yeah. Melinda?
Yes?
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm calling because I'm going to my doctor's in a couple of weeks to talk to her about my sex drive. And she's put me on two different birth controls to try to see if the hormone changing would help out. But I've only been married for 6 months, and I'm kind of concerned.
Which two pills have you been on?
The orthotricycline and triphasal.
She did exactly the right thing because the triphasics are usually the ones that will get things kick-started, but sometimes some people, they shut things down. So you could be one of those people.
Okay.
And then she needs to look at whether or not there's something else going on here medically or psychologically.
Yeah, last time I was in, she asked me if she talked to me about depression.
Yeah.
And I don't have any of the signs. You know, I've been married for 6 months. Everything's going good. He's a great husband. And I like the idea of having sex is like totally there. But then when it comes time to do it, I'm just like, oh, I want to, but I just don't have like the urge.
You're a lesbian.
Well, why don't you just hold still and let him hump you?
No. The usual questions. Come on. Anything we should know about? Anything happened to you?
No. My parents got divorced when I was like six. But I went through counseling. And I have a great relationship with my dad. Yeah.
Are you freaked out about being married?
Yeah, she's 22.
Not
that's very
not
young.
At all.
Not at all. And your husband is. You still feel good about him?
Absolutely.
Well, here's the other thing too. Once you decide. Once sex becomes an issue or gets a little weird, then you end up holding off on it without even knowing why you're doing it.
And
it just becomes something that you're thinking about, and then it gets uncomfortable. And then you don't want to do it. You want to avoid it because it feels weird. It becomes bigger than it was to begin with.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's sort of like there's certain things that need to be tended to immediately, and if you let them go, they just become bigger, and before you know it,
it's an elephant sitting in your living room. And you don't
right, and yeah. It didn't start off as that much. I think that happens with couples and sex,
you're right.
and many issues,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Sex one of them.
Well, it's interesting that she threw out twice. I've been married 6 months. Did this start the moment you got married?
I thought it'd get better because we've been dating for 4 years.
Hang on, is that the answer?
I don't know what you're saying now.
Which one?
Did it start the moment you got married?
Yes.
The moment she got married. And she seems to put a lot of importance
She's
on that
very
issue.
Young. 22 very to young. Be married.
I don't know.
It's very young.
It's hard to know, Melinda. Again, you deserve a thorough medical evaluation. I'm all in favor of looking at your affect, your mood, and looking at your hormones. But
I think you can kickstart yourself just like you do with working out. You just don't feel like doing it. But you get up, you get in your sweatpants, and you go hit the road, and about 3/4 mile in your jog, you start to feel pretty good. And when you get home, you're glad you did it, even though you really didn't want to do it.
That's a good analogy.
Do you agree?
You can do it sexually.
She wasn't with you when you started that.
Well, because
I absolutely agree. I've gone through that, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would say with most things that, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff in life that you don't feel like doing, but that is kind of good for you or for your relationship or for your environment. And that's almost everything.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't know why this needs to be so different.
I agree with you, but sex that is purely mechanical feels weird.
But that's the point. It's not.
It evokes a bunch of other feelings that are problematic.
But I'm not saying it is. I mean, just back to the workout analogy, which is the first couple of yards are kind of rough and lumpy, and you don't want to be there.
But get into it.
Once you break a sweat and your joints start loosening up and you get that Rocky theme going, which I suggest all people don't want to have sex.
No,
I meant Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger. Come on. No, that one will work. Once you break that sweat and you kind of get moving and the juices get flowing, you do get into it.
You're glad you went to the gym.
Yeah, it's not like you went through your whole workout feeling stiff and mechanical and like you didn't want to do it. You break into it, and that's just my point. It's sometimes just getting the sweatpants on and getting the movement that gets it going.
I
No, not if you're severely depressed or you don't want to be with your man.
I agree with you, but that can backfire, and there could be resentments and more weirdness.
No. Look, I think there's only resentments when the guy is pushing for you. No, but that's not what I'm saying.
Well, you said hold still and roll over.
I was talking to you.
Oh,
you idiot.
See, I'm resentful.
Don't say it on the air. Jesus Christ, Drew. Has everything I say during the break have to come out over the air?
Everything.
Oh, you know. I'm saying if you're a woman or if you're a man, take it upon yourself. And look, if you're severely depressed, don't do it. And if you have some kind of chemical imbalance or something, or you just lost a loved one, or you're going through some post-traumatic stress disorder or something, you just had a kid or something, fine. Give yourself some time off. But if not, look at it as part of the relationship. Think about all the crap you do, all that junk you do. Every time you leave the house with your wife, you don't want to go.
Me?
Yeah. That's finally true. You admit it.
That is not true.
Finally the guts to admit it. Finally, Drew. Thank you.
Not true.
Thank you. You never want to do anything.
I've never
been to a wedding with a woman. I've never been to her folks' house. I've never been to a holiday. I've never left the house with a woman where I wanted to leave with her. Unless she was going to drop me off somewhere and then follow me back or pick me up or something. But you do it.
God,
you're going to make a
great husband and father, Adam. It's going to be wonderful to watch that.
I think you're being sincere, and that's why I'm thanking you.
Oh, yes. Hey, but speaking of
it's good. It's good for the relationship.
Remember that gap through test for Saturday night.
All right.
All right?
All right,
you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, huh?
Yeah? Remind me later.
Oh, geez.
Josh?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah, that's right.
What's up?
There's this girl that I've liked for, 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then, I was getting the courage to ask her out, mm-hmm. and then I found out her best friend liked me too.
Yeah, it's rough.
And I haven't decided, what to do about it.
You haven't figured out what to do with what?
Well, I've been I went out with this one girl. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, Josh, what is your question for us?
Wait, did you go out with the best friend?
I was going to, but then I kind of got confused.
Right.
One's a lot of fun, I went out and with his friends,
mm-hmm.
but the other one's a lot cuter.
What is your question for us?
Which one should I probably choose?
We're not going to tell you that.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Who cares?
You always choose the better looking one.
Always?
Yeah. It's nature's way. I mean, it's only fair.
So, either we're not going to answer your question or we're going to make fun of you.
No,
those are your
will.
Choices.
Choose the better looking one. I don't understand, though. You didn't go out with the other one?
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's a sweet little 15-year-old problem.
And Adam, think 15 later,
What do you mean?
The ones that were...
the ones that were ugly are either hot or uglier, but they rarely stay the same. that's
you considered yourself ugly, is that what you said?
What? No, I didn't. No. I was a tomboy.
Oh. No. And why was every good-looking chick a tomboy?
Well, I was one of five, and I was the middle girl, and, I had to be obnoxious. And
five girls?
Five girls,
oh,
yeah.
My God, you're dead.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Is he alive? He survived?
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh.
Parents are together.
Are your sisters hot, too?
Yeah, they're very beautiful. Everyone's very interesting in their own beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you Italian?
Italian.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Josh?
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you Josh. Asking? What did you want?
I was asking if I should ask out either one.
Well, which one do you like?
Well, I kind of like them both.
Mm, well, which one do you like more?
Yeah, you have to have a girlfriend. Can you just hang out with
just
both?
Just ask out the one you like more.
Yeah, that's all a right. good that's right. good advice.
You, or the one you think will go out with you. You think the one you like more is going to go out with you?
I don't know.
Right.
They both kind of act like...
Yeah, okay.
This is a non-question.
This ain't Tiger Beat here.
No.
Who cares?
It's a non-question.
Well,
that's big problems for 15-year-olds.
I know, but we're not 15.
I know, that's true.
But I know, to them it is, and we should be more sympathetic, but we have junkies who are on hold and stuff, right?
No, it's just you guys seem like teenagers.
Oh. Yeah.
Your voices are old.
Scary.
That was the ultimate compliment, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, at least she didn't say your faces were old.
Well, she meant that.
She would have said that had she been in there.
Yeah, if we were on TV at that moment.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break.
All right.
Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight from Port Charles. 11:30 out here on the West Coast and 12:30 on the East Coast. Also on the cover of this month's FHM magazine. We will take ourselves a break and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Drew. Kelly Monaco is here tonight. She's on the cover of FHM. One of the bigger male magazines out there. And, you know, they always said that when the computers came around and everyone got online, that magazines and newspapers would just be yesterday's news. Yeah. And
no.
Seem to be going stronger than ever, which is, I guess, I'm happy about. I don't know why.
It's interesting.
I just happen to like the fact that everyone said they were going under, and they never did.
I was reading a little editorial, I think it was on the New York Times, about how September 11th was just put a nail in the coffin of that whole idea of the web and web businesses were going to change the world. You know what I mean? It's just gone.
Yeah.
We have, you know, the heroes now are not the guys running web companies.
Right. They're the gay porn actors.
No, they're the...
Oh, the firemen.
Thank you.
Firemen, right. And, right. Devin.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah. Hi. Okay, back in May, I was applying for a job as a computer technician for the local school board of education, and at the same time I was thinking about joining the military. Well, after a while I didn't get a reply from the people about the computer job, so I made a final decision to sign up in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Recently I was speaking to one of the guys who was in charge of, you know, that job thing that I was applying for, and found out that the reason I never heard anything was because the letter, a resume, was never sent in a certain envelope, so it got sent back to where I mailed it from.
All right.
And they never heard anything.
Calling all nerds. All right, so now...
what's your question?
Huh?
What's the question?
My question is, I was wondering if I should try to stay with the military or try for this job.
Are you in the military?
Well, I signed into the delayed entry program, but I was told by my recruiter and everything that I do have the option to take a depth discharge.
What do they call that?
Which, say it again?
What kind of discharge?
Well, it's a delayed entry program discharge, and basically says that I joined, but then I changed my mind before I actually left.
Mm-hmm. So you have an out.
Well, join the Army. We need mediocre minds in that Army. Get in there.
Right. Get on your knees.
Think about this. If this were, let's say you were 24 now.
Yeah.
Would you stay in construction or would you go into the military? All right, let's even go back a little further. Would you stay in carpet cleaning or would you go into the military?
Oh, I'd go in there. Listen, everyone who doesn't go to college, all males who don't go right into any. Listen, anyone who goes into junior college, any male who goes into junior college, any non-Asian male who goes into junior college, needs to just go right into the Army, because who are you kidding? Here's what ends up happening. Here's the thing. You don't, if you're not going to college, if you're not going to a four-year university, especially as a male, that time from 18 to 24, completely wasted, or 18 to 22, those 4 years, completely wasted. I'd love to get some data on this, and the data wouldn't be compiled by the guys who didn't go, because they're just a bunch of hashers. All you do in that time period is kick around, take a few classes at the junior college, smoke a ton of weed, drink a lot of beer, try to nail some chicks, and work on your car. You do nothing, and at the end of that 4 years, most people start finding a job and getting into a career or whatever. You do the military, first thing you get is medical and dental for life. For nothing. I mean, it's not like you're going into Korea or Vietnam and freezing in a foxhole. You just go in and sign up. I know a few guys have done this. Medical, dental for life. If you want to buy a house, they help you out with the loan and the low interest loan and all this stuff. You get all these benefits for essentially learning a skill for the 4 years you would have done zero with anyway. So all the guys who aren't going to a four-year university,
all right,
just go join up.
We're taking a new political
the hell
position
else?
Here.
What?
No, I'm with you.
No, it's not new.
You.
It's not new.
This is new. We've never been as clear with this.
No, I have said that the Army is for the idiots.
Yeah, but now we're saying all of you in junior college or not, go.
You will go to junior college, waste 4 years, you'll have no medical, no dental, and you would have learned nothing. This way, at least you get to travel a little, you get some benefits.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good times.
All right. What are we doing?
Josh, 17. Josh?
Hey, how you guys doing? I have two quick, really easy questions.
All right, go.
The first is, can you get AIDS from oral sex, either fellatio on a guy or a girl?
It has been proven being receptive from a guy. In other words, a guy does something in your mouth, yes, you can get it.
Oh, guy like sure. Finishes off in your mouth?
You can definitely get it. It has been proven.
Wait, is that your angle?
What's the other question?
Okay, the other question.
Hold on, you are you gay?
No.
Then don't worry about it.
Okay, so then I can't get it from her and she can't get it from me.
Technically, it's possible, but no.
None of us have AIDS. I'm just making
sure. All right, what's your other question?
Other question is, I'm 17. Can I have sex with someone like 16? I live in California. Within 3 years, what is that law exactly? Can you define that? I don't understand.
Oh, God.
You got a 16-year-old you want to have sex with?
Yeah.
Or you're 17?
I think they have to be 15.
I think you have to get a note from her rabbi or priest, I believe. God, you're fine.
Would I be okay? Because I'm settling a bet with my friend Steven. Like, $50 is totally riding on.
Well, you know what? And we have that. Can we get that? Let's get it formally. We'll read it later for you over the air. I think it's 16 or above. You have to be within 3 years of age after 18.
I think you can do a 16-year-old if you're 17.
I believe that's right.
Okay.
But let's check it formally. California. It's California.
Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight. Cover of FHM and also Port Charles. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ugh. Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight. She's on the cover of FHM, and that is this month. She's wearing kind of a lingerie bikini kind of...
lingerie.
Bra and panties, I'd say, right?
Yeah.
Not for boys, but for her to feel more sexy.
Well, actually, I would disagree.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never met a girl who disagreed with that.
I'd rather go without if I had the choice.
Go without just bra and panties?
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
anything?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're upstairs.
Well, that's you tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing a bra.
I don't
go out without a bra.
Well, it's a training bra. Come on.
How dare you, Drew? You know I'm up to an A.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. The nice roses and everything. Very nice. All right.
Hey, the unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor under 18. Under 18, not more than 3 years older, is still a misdemeanor.
So having sex with a minor, even if you're a minor, is a misdemeanor.
Looks like it. Am I reading that right, Damien? Yeah.
Not more than 3 years older.
Yeah.
Which means If there's a minor, okay. So let me give you a scenario. If there's a minor who's 14 and you're 16, it's a misdemeanor because you're having sex with someone who's a minor, even though you're a minor.
Right.
But if the minor is 14 and you're like 17, well, that's three. Let's say you're 18.
Felony.
But even if you're 17 and they're 13, it's felony because that's more than 3 years.
But they increase the fines if the youngin is under 16 and the suspect is over 21.
No, so that's all good. All right. So I don't know if our buddy won his bet or lost his bet.
It kind of sounds like the friend had an inkling about the misdemeanor aspect to it. It's not totally legal.
Brandon.
Yeah.
20
in California. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, I am so nervous, though. You guys are great, Adam. You are the funniest guy I know. Drew, you are very smart. I respect you so much.
Thanks.
I think I'm addicted to porn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married, and my wife is pregnant, and I really, every night before I go to work, because that's where I look at the porn, I tell myself I'm not going to.
Wait, Adam has the conversation with him twice a day now?
I stopped lying to myself and it's stupid. I'm not, because my pants are down before I go, I'm not, and then the pants are down. You can't think about it. Drew, you know the same with food. You can't, Kelly, yeah. I'm sure everyone's this way. You start thinking about, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat, or I'm going to this, or I'm not going to that. And yet, immediately, you're doing it within 10 seconds mm-hmm. of making an announcement.
I ate a basket of, like, deep-fried tortilla chips tonight. I wasn't eating one.
With each chip, you'd announce this is your last.
and 12 chips in, I think, am I still eating this?
Yeah.
Is this still happening?
No, the best way not to do something is not to announce it. I mean, as soon as you announce you're not going to do something, you're dead.
See, my wife, she is dead set against force. She doesn't know I'm doing this, obviously.
Oh, boy.
It's my religion.
So what is it that, what is the religious issue with this?
Supposedly, if you lust after a woman in your heart, it's just as bad as cheating with her.
No, no.
I mean, you're lusting after your
images.
Own penis.
Yeah, you're lusting after images.
Not the woman in there.
Yeah, and he's 20, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and your wife's pregnant. And
think that's, I would say that's really normal.
And not only that, thank God you have the kind of relief, you know.
Man, you're not forced to go out and rape.
No, but I mean.
Forced to.
I don't know. My concern with it, it's the material is so exploitative, and you know there are people that are, I think, harmed by it, frankly. But
all the maids, these poor maids have to come in and clean up. Are you how often a day are you down with this?
Probably about once a day.
Yeah, once. Yeah, that's.
Are
not
you
addiction.
Not getting it?
She's pregnant.
Oh no, I'm getting it all the time. That's the problem. I get it right before I go to work, and then. Get to work and...
You're just frisky. You're 20 and frisky.
You're getting sex from your wife?
Oh, constantly.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Oh, and beating off.
Okay.
No, you can't understand that. I understand that.
No, but it's a little different. It's different than somebody who's trying to manage their drive at a time when their wife is ill or pregnant or, you know, something's going on, and he's not trying to dump that on her. He's trying to take care of himself. This is somebody that has a compulsive quality. Let me just ask him, is there alcoholism in the family? Is there any alcoholism in your family system?
Excuse me.
Is there any alcoholism in your family?
No.
You sure?
Manic depression, though.
Do you feel manicky or having trouble sleeping and having racing thoughts?
I've been diagnosed with anxiety, but no, not really, not now. I've taken care of that when I saw a psychiatrist. And
they never considered bipolarity?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me. My dad has it really bad.
Okay, because hypersexuality can be part of bipolarity. You might... You might want to have somebody just reevaluate you just to make sure you're not going down.
What's your religion?
Christianity, New Testament Christian.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
How is that different than any Christianity?
Oh, listen, it's all just some crazy fairy tale. It really is. It's all fairy tale.
Nice.
I was listening. I was thinking about all these guys from the Taliban just running and screaming about Allah and stuff. And I was thinking, as I always do, and, you know, everyone tells you how God isn't... you know, doesn't have a rhyme or a reason. Although, if you're listening, if you did do that once in a while, God, people tend to believe in you more. But I was thinking about all these crazy Taliban guys surrendering and getting killed and stuff, and I thought, gee, I wonder where Allah is. Where's Allah? Where's Allah? Shouldn't he be saving your asses? I mean, what about Allah? What have we lost? Two guys? How many of you have you lost? Where's Allah? Why isn't he saving you? I know he's got a plan, but hey, if you're going to step in, wouldn't this be the time? Right. Where's Allah? That's my question. Well, he's nowhere. He's with Buddha. He's with God.
Well,
he's just and the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. They're floating around up in space, helping people get by because everyone's scared to die.
Thank
you.
But people need spiritual.
They don't have to have it. If they weren't such pussies, it's good for them.
People.
The Easter Bunny's good for kids.
Right.
Should you believe it in your teens and your 20s? Why don't you keep your kids going with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus? It's good for them. Good for them. They don't ask questions. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It makes everything easy. Something happens, it's okay.
Let's put it this way. It's good for humans to have an experience that transcends the self.
But what happens with a lot of people is they get caught up into this and it becomes an excuse not to do the work of life.
Then it's a sickness.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay.
But here's what I think. I think the Old Testament or the New Testament, whatever's got to be updated because there's no way they thought about DVD porn. There's no way those guys could have foreseen this coming. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's easy not to lust after some chick who's wearing a skirt down to her ankles and a bonnet on her head, but now you got DVD porn and you're in a world of hurt. You know what I mean? The stakes have been raised. It's tough for a religious guy to maintain... his virtue these days. He didn't know about the internet. Didn't know about the DVDs and VCRs. You know what I'm saying? The strip clubs. These laws were all laid out way before you could get any of this.
We had this conversation. We started,
ATMs and strip clubs. Are you kidding me?
We started.
Thank you, Jesus.
We started this conversation last week. It's about whether or not the kind of arousal that particularly young males are exposed to is not maybe not so good because it sort of sets them into a mode of arousal. They need this certain level, or they go after a certain level of arousal all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It may not be such a good thing.
Well, it's I agree it isn't, but I'm just saying for a guy to sort of adhere to use the Bible as a template and a map and to try to stay close to it in this day and age is tough. Mm-hmm. This guy's got a VCR and a bunch of porn. All right. Josh?
Hey, Adam. How you guys doing?
You're 17. Hold on, my grandmother.
What?
My grandmother said something funny to me. You know, my grandmother's worse than I am with religion.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like 86 years old now, and she's, her health isn't so great. And, you know, honestly, she doesn't have a whole lot longer here on this planet. And my grandfather, who she was very much in love with and with for 40 years, passed away just a few years back. And although he was married before... He was married when he lived in Hungary for a few years, and then he moved out here, and they got divorced, and he married my grandmother, and together for 40 years. So a counselor was talking to my grandmother, and she said, well, when you pass away, though, you will be with Laszlo, this man that you loved all these years, and you'll be able to reunite. That's how it works. And she said, well, if that's how it works, wouldn't he be with his first wife?
Oh, gosh.
What about her? Mm-hmm. She's dead. Aren't they together now? She's probably giving him a BJ.
Oh.
Well, I added that part. But, yeah, look at it that way. I mean, doesn't he get to be with her? Okay. We'll work this out during the break. Josh?
Adam?
Yeah.
You're 36. You're on my cell phone. What's up? Now that you're a millionaire,
no idea what
literally.
Literally, yes.
Adam, you're 36.
Why don't you set up Boobville? Because I need a job.
I employ enough losers. I do, working on my garage.
Because I can't join the armed forces because I only have two fingers on my right hand.
Why?
So it's like,
but you blow up your hand.
Two fingers on your right
hand? Yeah.
What? Two fingers on your right hand?
Yeah, my uncle's in the recruiting business. He can't even get me in. He can't even get me in.
Did you blow up your hand?
No, I was born that way.
Okay.
You can't even do like a, you can do a good like scouting salute with those fingers, can't you?
Yeah, it's like the pinky and the thumb, like a hang loose sign constantly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and are you right-handed?
No, I'm not
left. Well, no, you wouldn't be.
It's on my right hand, and I guess I just had to like learn to do it with my left hand.
Right,
but I get
right.
Like, yeah.
That's
so what do I do,
line,
dude?
But let me ask you a question, because I'm curious about that.
Shoot.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
No, I don't.
And your parents, are they right-handed? I mean here's my point.
Yeah.
Here's my point. Here's what I'm interested in finding out.
Sure.
You were probably going to be right-handed.
Yes.
Most likely.
Most likely. Right,
so he'll write like this.
Most likely be right-handed. But you were forced to be left-handed because of this disability.
That I was.
But I'm wondering if you still have some strength in that right hand, more so than somebody who's right-handed would have in their left hand.
He will be.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's not a strength issue. He still would have a left hemisphere dominant brain. Because that's the way he's put together. That's why people tend to gravitate to their right hand, is that the left side of the brain is different than the right side of the brain.
Yeah,
And people who learned who are left hemisphere dominant, meaning supplying the right side of the body, learn to write like this. They write left-handed like that.
Well, most people who write left-handed write weird.
They're right hand dominant.
Right.
A truly left hand dominant person will write like a right handed person.
Truly left hand. Yeah. But there's not too many of them.
Not too many of them.
I'm saying, I bet this guy's got a pretty good right hand.
Could you throw a ball with the right hand?
I can grip a ball, and I'm actually pretty strong because I can arm wrestle and get good grip where I'm stronger than most people would suspect, but I write retarded with my left hand.
Yeah, all lefties do, because you end up dragging your hand across the ink and smearing it all over the place. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, Josh, you can't really, is there some kind of thing that you can check out with the Army where you get some sort of, you know, disability clause or something? I can't believe a couple of fingers are going to get in the way of snuffing some of them towel heads.
It's just my trigger finger, that's why.
Well, that's the bad guys.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what we're fighting through.
Yeah, I see.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're allowed to call. Like, we're allowed to call,
Josh,
you know, Japanese the Chaps during World War II.
Weren't you...
Krauts? Remember the Krauts?
Josh, wasn't
it? Those are the Germans.
Your question about Boobville?
Yeah, Boobville.
Go ahead.
I need a job.
Okay, well, I can't do it, but I will write a note to the recruiter. Get this guy Josh in. And by the way, if you don't want him, who does? You know what I mean? What's he going to do? in society.
Again,
can't join the Army, what can you do?
It's a Wonderful Life last night. George is kept out of the Army because he can't hear out of his left ear.
Yeah, I think...
His 4F.
Look, we got the chicks, we got the gays, we got everyone in there now. Let's let the guy with missing a few fingers. Do you know what I mean? I mean, we pretty much opened the barn door. Let's let the gimps in, too, is what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, if you got a leg that's gone or something, but even then, couldn't you work a computer inside of a Bradley fighting vehicle and program some Tomahawk missile? And we could use all of you. They need cooks. Not everyone's a SEAL. You don't have to rappel. Half the guys in the Army are working on a laundry ship. Okay. Yeah, very open-minded, Drew.
Yeah, indeed, tonight, open-minded. We're seeing that in all its glory, in fact. Yes. Kelly, you have anything to say? Kelly's been very quiet, Ab, since you've been
explaining. She didn't like my religious rant, I don't think.
No,
I think she's
great.
A good Catholic.
I was just sitting and listening and taking it all in.
I know. Are you Catholic?
I am.
I know. That's how it goes.
I was raised Catholic.
I know.
You know
you're
how
Italian.
That Catholic...
I have an Italian family, too. Thank God they're too lazy to even do religion.
Well, we weren't... I went to Catholic school for 6 years, but I wasn't... After that, I wasn't forced to go to church ever again.
I know, but it's like you get into it early and then you just keep going with it.
Yeah.
Like every religion.
Yeah.
I mean, your religion's no different than any of the Taliban.
I agree.
I mean, in terms of you get indoctrinated and then you go.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But but everyone gets to go somewhere after they die.
That's true.
That's
wherever
the main theme.
Wherever you want to go, that's all.
That's the main theme. And that's what always makes it just a little suspicious for me. Why is no matter what the religion is, some get to eat stuff with hooves, some get the... I mean, I was standing... My dad had a Jewish guy come to the dinner, a friend of his, for Thanksgiving. I was standing behind him, and it was like he couldn't eat the ham, but he could eat the turkey. And I was like, oh, Pops, get out of line. Would you go take your crazy fairy tale somewhere?
But Jews don't really have an afterlife thing.
Well, they're waiting for the Messiah to come back, and then Jews are constantly waiting for something that's never going to happen. That's basically their thing.
Dinner.
And they're waiting for dinner, waiting to die, they're waiting for the Messiah. They got to cover all the mirrors and put them in the ground in 2 days. And yeah, they're the craziest of Jews. Heather?
Hello.
Sorry, baby. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question concerning a guy that I like. I've known this guy for like 4 or 5 years. And there's always been like a physical attraction, but we were never really like close friends or anything. And I was over at a friend's house and he was there and he brought another friend with him. And when I met the other friend, I started to like him. And we got really close and we were just talking and everything. And he said how he liked me and we kissed and I gave him my number. He said he would call and then it's been like 2 weeks and he hasn't called. But out of the blue, the guy that I've known for like 4 or 5 years, he called me and he was really pissed at me because I liked his friend. Mm. And he's never really shown any signs of liking me, but now all of a sudden he's mad.
Mm. How old are these guys?
They're both 17.
They're in their 30s.
17. Yeah.
And do you like this friend at all, the one who was pissed?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
And the one that was pissed, are the two guys are friends?
Yeah.
That's why the one guy hasn't called. Because the guy who's pissed let the other guy know he's pissed.
And the one guy hasn't called, too, because he's not that interested.
He's not that interested, and his friend put a nix on it. And say, if he were very interested, he would have called either way. I agree. But he's not that interested. Friend's pissed off.
But he said, like, he really liked me and everything.
Okay, the one who was pissed.
No, the
friend. All right. Well, what about the one who was pissed? Why don't you hook up with him?
I don't know. It's weird because we've been like friends for a while, and it just seems weird. Like I don't want to do that.
Because you're not that into him, though, really, right? I mean, you're more into his friend.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not that into him, and you know, his friend's not. Why don't you call the friend and just see if you can get a straight answer from him? Do you have his number?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you call him? I call him and say, look, you told me you're into me, and you know, it's been a few weeks, and what's his name called? And he was pissed. I'm wondering if that was you're looking for a little clarity here.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Too forward?
I don't know.
Kelly, what do you think? I mean, would you call? You're into the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would call.
You call him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe he doesn't think you're into him, or who the hell knows? Hey, teenagers are such a mess.
That about summer, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, good night.
Everyone's a mess. Hey, give the guy a call. You want us to call him?
No, that's okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
What time is it in Chicago?
It's 2 hours later.
Like 1:30.
No, 1:30?
Yeah.
School day tomorrow, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up. We'll call him. Okay, you call him and just see what's up. Why not? You guys remember when you were 15?
Right.
There's nothing to remember. I mean, you had some stuff worked out, some stuff didn't. Who the hell even remembers all of it? Did it leave a
Maybe
lasting
scar?
Maybe
she should write him a letter. Isn't that what 15-year-olds do?
Yeah.
Write letters and stuff like that and pass them around, leave them in the lockers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you do the heart over the eye. You dot the eye with the heart. Hey, Heather?
Yeah?
Can you write him a letter?
I've tried that before with another guy. It didn't quite work out.
Well, where does he... Does he go to your school?
No.
Mm. Where does he go?
Another school.
Well, I mean, how do you know him? Is he... You go to a private school or something?
No, we just... I don't know. I just met him hanging out with his friend.
Oh, does he live far away?
No.
Just a different high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
This whole thing, to me, sounds like none of this is going to work out. Just for the sake of, for the record, Heather, don't be surprised when you end up with neither of these guys. One you don't want, the other I'm not so sure is that available. Maybe time to start over. But go ahead, find out from the guy you want to date whether or not he's interested or available.
Listen, here's the sad truth and the real reason I know there's no God. These two guys could be completely equally qualified, but she's a 15-year-old girl, and the guy who hasn't called her back has become so alluring to her, she cannot figure out this Rubik's Cube of a man. Whereas the guy who called and is clearly interested is of no interest to her anymore because he expressed his interest.
If he wouldn't have called, she would probably still want that one.
If the other guy had called 3 or 4 times in one evening,
no.
That'd be gone too.
Yeah.
And this guy didn't call, she'd be way more into that guy.
Mm. That's what's so special about 15-year-olds. Said you say no, they say yes. You say yes, they say no. I think that's special.
Let's give it 15 through 32, ladies.
That's
not
true.
It's too bad it didn't just end at 15. And as a guy, you're completely different, which is whichever one you're into, you want her to call the most, and you'll actually get more into her the more she calls.
Right. Guys are much more linear.
Yes. It has
one
zero
plus
to,
one goes to two.
Zero to do with them liking you. You just pray that the one you like more likes you more and that she calls
more.
So
girls just want a little bit more of a challenge then, right?
Okay. Well, there is a lot more that is sort of open to interpretation. Meaning, they could like you more or less depending on a few factors and a few actions. Whereas guys, it's not really a factor.
Yeah, it's like, listen, guys are like a cheetah running after a bunch of gazelle or something. You know what I mean? The sick one laying behind, the one that lies still for him, that's what he's going after. Well, women are more like
yes,
playing,
yes.
Playing with a mouse. The mouse got to run away. It's like, no, then the mouse, boom, it comes in my field of vision now. Pow.
Right. It is absolutely Wild Kingdom stuff, which is when you watch those lions or those cheetahs chase the herd, whichever one is lame or sick or straggles behind, that's the one it pounces on. Why? That's the first one it got to. Very easy. Not interested in the strong one at the front of the pack. Yeah. Now, if the strong one at the front of the pack wants to break an ankle and fall behind, they'll jump on that one,
or
too.
Or just walks up and presents itself.
But it's not going to run past the one it could eat to get to the one it can't get to.
A cat will sit and watch a mouse and not think anything out until that mouse tries to run away.
Right.
Then it's interesting.
Then it pounces. And then when will slap it around and make it move sometimes if it's not going anywhere. It's like, hey, you're not running? I'll swat you, and then I'll jump on you. I'll give you some inertia from my paw. You'll slide across the linoleum, and I'll dive on you as if you tried to make a move yourself. I like when cats are like women. That's right. We will take ourselves a little break. Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight from Port Charles and on the cover of FHM this week and this month, I should say. And we'll be right back after that.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight.
She is on the cover of this month's FHM magazine. What's FHM stand for?
For Him Magazine.
Oh.
Yes.
A lot of guys read that, and I have a fundamental problem with guys reading magazines.
Reading?
Yeah. I don't think guys should read. I mean, guys.
Well, I'm sure very few read. I'm sure they're browsing.
No, I know a lot of guys who
actually,
you know, they love looking at the pictures of the beautiful women, but they really love to read all the articles, too.
Well, they could be a little informative about some things, you know, how to pick up women and stuff like that.
No. I think only gay guys read the, 10-minute abs and, you know, that kind of stuff. Drew, do you know what I'm talking about? You know any guys who read about how to get further along in the workplace, how to satisfy a woman, or how to get six-pack abs?
I don't know anyone.
No, I don't know. I mean, we guys read a ton of crap, but it's never stuff we need to know. Like, we don't read, like, guys don't go, I need to know that.
There's no
I'm
male.
I'm going to read about
there's
it.
There's no male equivalent to the process of a woman reading a Cosmo.
Right.
It does not exist in nature.
Yes. Yeah. But we love to read about hot chicks and what they're doing. And that part where they talk about what they need in a guy.
You know, I don't know about that.
Hmm.
Because how many people, I don't know. I've met quite a few people who, when they see me in person or whatever, they'll go, oh, you're so short, or oh, I didn't know this, or you're from here. And it's been printed in every magazine I've done and my whatever. And they're just obviously have never read.
You're making our point.
We agree with you.
Oh,
you do?
Men do not read.
Oh, I don't know where I was.
Oh, they beat off.
I was thinking.
To your likeness constantly, but they will never read.
This stuff, though, guys.
They read tech stuff.
Yeah, we read this stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Read this
stuff. If there's some DVD, compact DVD player or something, they'll read about that. And they like to read about what the chicks, you know, like I said, when they talk about
I'd
what
love
kind
to
of
be
guy.
A guy for a day.
Yeah, it's good. I wouldn't mind
why?
It either.
Why Kelly?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it would be fun.
Why?
I want to live in your world for one day. That's all. Just give me 24 hours.
I did an MTV show called Flipped.
Right.
Where we took a girl and we made her up as a guy. This couple. And we made, and they really look, she looked like a guy and he looked like a girl. And they really lived.
But I don't want to be a guy looking like me, you know? Like, I'm could you add like another foot to me and make me like this big masculine 6-foot guy?
I think we could.
Right?
Oh, no, not in Flipped. No,
she just didn't like being a guy at all.
Oh, she didn't.
Yeah, and she thought she was going to.
Oh, and she didn't like it at all.
Mm-mm.
Now, here's my take on being a guy.
I want to write my name
in
the snow, you know?
Yeah.
All the fun stuff.
Urinating on stuff is good. Although, an embarrassing story tonight. I was urinating in the sink.
Yeah.
As I normally do.
At home?
Not the kitchen sink, but the bathroom sink.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. And my penis was actually stuck to my scrotum. Yeah. And I started peeing straight down. It was stuck. I had to peel it off.
Did you pee in your pants?
No, it went straight down the front of the sink, and it was all over whatever's on the floor.
That'll teach you.
Yeah. No, I was wearing a bathrobe, so it wasn't into my pants, but it was on some sweatpants. I think the ones I'm wearing actually are on the floor.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with peeing in the sink, you know.
Yeah, no.
It's sterile. It's sterile, right, Drew?
The sink is sterile. Your pee is sterile.
No, your pee. Your pee is sterile.
My pee is sterile. Yeah.
Yeah. Bigger mistake just to pee all over the seat there, you know. Anna.
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes.
There's got to be a lot of guys who pee in the sink, aren't there?
Yeah.
I'm not the only guy, am I?
Let's heal some babies.
Yeah. David Alan Greer pees in the sink. Go ahead, Anna.
Adam was telling me he and David now have reached the fart stage in their relationship.
Oh, no.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Hi.
Let's save the babies!
Go ahead.
I was actually just wondering about the boundaries with discipline in children. I'm a new mom, and I really, really worried about screwing up.
Okay.
And I'm wondering where the boundaries are with spanking and raising your voice and that type of stuff.
Well,
you're not supposed to hit them, but it's important to continuously tell them they're stupid.
Yeah.
But never hit them.
You can harm them in more ways than just by physically abusing them, but just so you understand that there's absolutely no evidence that spanking does anything good. And there's every bit of evidence that it's potentially harmful. The rule of thumb is that if you need a behavior to stop immediately, in other words, if there's a behavior that's likely to harm them, like running out in traffic, then it's okay to spank. But anything else, you're going to actually get an increase in that behavior over the next few weeks. And it makes things worse. It intrudes upon their biology and starts to get them believing that they're worth that kind of an experience, or that's why they bring on that kind of experience. It makes them feel so powerless that they have to actually turn the relationship around to keep themselves back in control so they don't feel so threatened. Well, and that sets up narcissism.
How old is the youngin?
Oh, my son. He'll be a year old on December 5th.
Year old. And, Drew, what about, like, burning with a cigarette or something? Is that considered?
Okay.
That's not hitting.
Not hitting, right.
Do it under the feet.
I pop his hands if he likes to play with electrical cords, and I'm constantly popping his hands and telling him, you know, no, that'll hurt you.
There's a book called, you'll be ready for shortly, called Time Out for Toddlers.
Okay.
Read that book and do exactly what it says.
I just get so frustrated.
Really?
Seriously.
She thinks my son is horrible, and other people do so well with him. He just seems like he likes to test me. Like my girlfriend, he is an angel for her. As soon as she comes over for the weekend, it's just he's happy, and he wants to be her best friend. And
well, learn how to remove positives. That's the most powerful way to shape behavior.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's the way life works, too. I mean, when you screw up as an adult,
You lose things you like.
Your boss or your girlfriend or your husband or whoever, the cop doesn't spank you. You just got to pay. I mean, you get fired or cost you money. Little spankings, you know. Kelly and a little rough trade every once in a while. Just a little tap, right?
A little tap.
And just like nose in
charge.
Yeah.
I like to spank back, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just a little tap.
Are you shocked at it?
I'm trying to think about how that would go over with me. I think I could go with that. All right. You're on.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
I'm calling your bluff. Spank
Bend
that
over.
Ass. But I think it's just a better... I was just thinking about this today, actually, which is, you know, just in all facets of life, when you screw up, you have to realize that when you screw something up, you're going to lose something, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And I wish you could just... the one time my dad actually spanked me is when I asked him for it. Yeah, he gave me the choice. I think he wanted to whack me, but he wouldn't do it. So he said, you can go in your room for like 3 hours, or I can give you a nice spanking. I said, give me the spanking.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Get this over with.
And
my dad was such a pussy, too. I was like, yeah, go ahead.
It has a different impact.
You can't do anything.
When you're 17.
Come on, old man. No, I was 19.
Oh, I was 19. Okay.
I was just moving out.
And not as a kid? You weren't disciplined with spanks?
No. I had like a lazy hippie family who was like, they didn't believe in spanking. But they didn't really believe in cooking or cleaning. They didn't believe in anything, really.
We got spanked often as
that's why you like
girls.
Spanking now.
Well, I don't know about that.
But you know what?
We were threatened with, you know, like the switch whip blade
right.
thing.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, those belts that have like the five different belts on it.
Cannon five tails.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It scared us.
Hey, you turned out fine, right?
I'm all right.
Yeah. I mean, you're an actress, so you've got a little something going. You're a little nutty, but you're doing well.
I'm doing well, yeah.
Yeah, you don't beat on your boyfriend or anything,
no,
right?
Not all the time.
No. Sorry. All right, that's fine. Chris?
Yeah, hello?
You're 15, what's
Jeez,
up?
I think just a demonstration would be great here. Just Kelly on your rear, Adam. It'd be quite a thing. Use my belt.
I got one.
She's got a belt.
My self-esteem's couldn't be any lower
anyway.
It's
the name of science.
Chris?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, could you hang on 1 second, please?
Yeah, sure, buddy. Can we call the bad time? Is it awkward time? All right. Let's talk to...
Was that for real?
That was
yeah.
real. Mom just walked in.
Justin.
No.
Say team. Well, Chris, you can hang on, and we'll talk to someone, and we'll get back to you. Justin?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was shaving my balls, but the pubes.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's kind of like red bumps, and it's really itchy.
Shaving it with a razor blade?
Yeah, Mach 3.
Oh, Mach 3?
Oh, gosh.
Well, is total, you know, I don't know how to ask the question.
Why would you use the actual Mach? The Mach 3, by the way, is a great razor. You use that, Drew?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know the thing that's funny about the Mach 3? I never get any questions on this show because I happen to hear a bunch of stuff. But the Mach 3 took like... I heard somebody told me a story. I think they read it in one of these FHM magazines, if not FHM. And they said it took 10 years and $2 billion of research money to develop the Mach 3.
Whoa.
And I was like, hey, retard, you couldn't put another blade on the Mach 2 for about $50? Well, I mean, in R&D?
It's also that anti-skid thing and the way it's...
All right, but it was like millions and millions and years of research, and I thought, really? Just putting one
kind
more...
kind of rubber that you've grabbed, that feeling of that rubber.
Just adding it on? I mean, right. how much work is the Mach 4? I could tape two Mach 2s together.
The reality, I think the third blade doesn't add that much. There are these laser form.
All right, well, look, you don't shave your pubes with the Mach 3.
Hey, but the other thing about that, they're designed so that the blade goes bad in about 6 days.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
They could have designed it to be good for 6 years, but they managed to go like over 6 days.
They need turnover. So, speaking of turnover... Your balls are turning over because
his pubic hairs.
Pubic hairs.
Pubic hair is getting ingrown hairs, and what's called folliculitis, which is why you don't use a blade down there, my man.
All right.
So what should I use? Like an electric shaver?
Well, listen. Do you really need no hair down there?
I don't know. For the ladies.
For the ladies,
yeah. Kelly, is no hair important thing?
I don't know what would possess him to shave his balls.
Well, not just the balls. The pubic hair is gone too.
Keep it there.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah, what do you
keep it there?
They think they're dating some 12-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean,
Peach
come on.
Maybe he just needs things to look
bigger.
Mm.
Well, it's all relative.
Get it, cut it out of the brush.
Right. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Just do some scissors and. Trim it down.
Trimming
there.
Is fine.
Yeah, just trim it. All right, Goofball?
How about those trimmers?
Yeah, those buzzers. Yeah, those are fine. Yeah, yeah. We've used those before. That works. That works. But yeah, you don't want to be shaving clean. What the hell? Somebody getting a hernia surgery or something? That's bizarre. But that, it's a strange look. It's a weird kind of porn.
I've never seen it shaved. I don't think I would want to.
Porn man-child.
It's a pre-op porn star man-child look. Any sane woman is going to be put right off when she sees that shaved penis down there. I mean, this has got to be bizarre. I mean, I'd say you want a guy who's basically... See, you know, I think... Here's what I think women want. You know George Clooney's haircut?
Yeah.
That's what they'd like downstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, we can see the ears. You know, we can see the balls. There's something short. Looks neat, looks nice, but not bald.
Things aren't out of place. Nothing's out of place.
Yeah, nothing's out of place. When you draw pubes? That's what you want it to look like.
Right.
You don't draw crazy hairs going everywhere. But you don't draw them bald.
Well, I'm agreeing. I think trim it down. Use number two or something. Just trim it down a little bit. Take the scissors.
Right. Now, those of you who have shaved shaved it clean with the Mach 3.
I just read the bubble over Kelly's head. But this is my proudest moment.
Yeah.
Well, I was just really excited because I love saying the word balls.
It's a great
word,
and
I got
isn't
to
it?
Say it, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Pubes? You said that too.
Balls. It's a nice word.
You know, I like ball sack too. That's better. But you know these poor guys, they get all these ingrown hairs and stuff down there. This is what my face is. Do you understand the hell that it is my life?
Yes, your face.
You understand? The reason people get these ingrown hairs when they shave their pubic hair is because the pubic hair is coarse and it grows in sort of different directions and it's like a black man's hair. And that's why they get that rash under there. But that's what's on my goddamn face. I got to live with a patch of pube on my face. My mouth is like a vagina. Do you understand? If I grew a goatee, that's what it would be like.
Don't
tempt you.
Oh, no.
That's what I am. So that's what I deal with. Do you understand, Drew? He who has no hair on his neck even, I got a whole pube. I got 10
pube patch.
Bushy pube patches from the 70s taking up my whole face.
Nice.
And I shave and it gets all grown and funky and itchy.
That's great.
We'll be right back.
All right. We'll take a little break.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew over there.
Pampers?
Yes, Jack Hole.
Thank you.
Kelly Monaco is our guest tonight. She's currently on the cover of FHM. And there's four beautiful soap queens.
Daytime.
Daytime, sorry. Calling the soap daytime is like when you say porn and they say
they're not adult film.
They say adult film.
Can I tell you, they're not all soap queens. That's why.
Oh, they're daytime.
Yeah, it's daytime.
Well, who's everybody on the cover here?
Well, you know, there's myself, who's in soaps, and Nikki.
That we know.
Nikki Ziering is on Price is Right.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
So she is daytime.
Daytime.
Oh, she's a Price is Right girl?
Yes. And there's Sharon Case, who I believe is on All My Children or another. I don't know which soap.
Is
and
she's
a soap. Yeah, she's the other blonde.
And then the black-haired girl?
And I think she's a Latin soap. I'm not positive. Oh. I didn't quite read that
far. So three soaps and a game show.
There we go.
Wow.
Isn't that what life is all about?
A lot of just quality ass for daytime, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Where are we here, Drew?
Yeah.
Drew, put the screen down. I can't read it. Thank you. So let's talk to
Rich
Chris,
Rick,
who's 15.
Chris.
He told us to hang on last time. Chris?
Yeah.
What's up?
Bad times, man. I think smoking has actually caused me to, like, stay awake at night, and I can't sleep good.
Are you talking about pot?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get off it?
Yes.
Well, when you come off pot, you're gonna screw up your sleep for about a month or two.
Yeah.
That's just part of the withdrawal syndrome.
I haven't smoked any since, like, November 3rd.
Yeah, so you're gonna be screwed up for a little while. It's gonna affect your mood, it's gonna affect your sleep, you're gonna feel anxious. And I think it's important to have somebody watch you or sort of keep an eye on you when you're going through this, because sometimes people actually get suicidal depressions, and this is part of the biology of the withdrawal.
Oh, man.
So, and they can be treated, too. It's the other thing, Chris. You don't have to suffer through this. On top of that, the probability is, unless you do something to replace what you've been doing, you're going to get back to it, or you're going to replace it with something else. So it becomes important also to practice or get involved in a program of recovery.
All right, Chris.
Yeah.
You want to talk to a doctor that has a training in addiction medicine, okay? Because there's some good treatments for this.
What about MA?
MA is where you should go in the meantime. And if you go to Marijuana Anonymous, they probably will know doctors who are used to dealing with this.
All right. Let's see.
Sorry.
Karen.
Hello.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
You want to know if there's any exercise that you can do? Not get a sore jaw while giving a BJ?
Yeah.
I mean, start off with a training penis like my own. Something that's a little easier to handle.
Graduated penises?
My first penis.
I see.
Yeah,
yeah, something that's not too intimidating.
Exercises for the vagina, the Kegel exercises. I was just wondering if there was anything like that for the mouth, you know, to, like,
What do you think the point of the Kegel is, just out of curiosity?
What do I think the point is?
Yeah.
Well, in my biology class, what we learned was that it's for it's to prepare for birth or something, you know, so they don't have to cut something when you're giving birth.
Well, no.
But
I'm out of episiotomy.
Yeah, no. But
hold on, Karen.
Yes.
I'm going out on a limb here. Junior college?
No.
What?
No college.
No college?
I go to Cal State.
Cal State.
Oh, yeah, that's junior college. It's almost.
That's not junior college.
Cal State where? Dominguez Hills?
No.
Where?
Fullerton.
Yeah, junior college. Did you transfer?
No.
Okay. Hey, you got a boyfriend right now?
Yes.
And you don't think you're doing a good job, or it's hurting your mouth, or?
It just gets sore.
Your jaw gets sore?
Your jaw gets sore. Okay, you've got to stop before you get the soreness. The only way, it really, I guess, is an issue about the health and hygiene of your temporal mandibular joint, which is avoid teeth grinding and, you know,
avoid teeth grinding?
Yeah, you might be careful you don't have a lot of grinding of your teeth at night, you're not anxious, tighten your jaw. I imagine chewing gum and things like that are not the greatest thing in the world for you.
Not. Well, yeah. Do you need to exercise this joint, or is it just go to Sizzler? and get yourself a nice $6.99 steak.
No, you
three
don't.
Nights
the,
a
just
weekend.
The fact that she's concerned with this is what I was trying to get at. It's a bizarre preoccupation.
Well, she wants to do a better job.
No, she wants to. She doesn't. Which is what I wanted to get at was that I want to be sure that wasn't what she was trying to do. She wants her jaw not to hurt, and she just shouldn't do it as long.
So, all right, Kelly, you want to weigh in?
No. I don't know.
You could say balls again.
Balls, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. What...
Speaking of balls, stay away from them during the PJ. Yeah. Very confusing for the penis. Penis gets jealous.
I'm sorry I even went there.
Yeah. They should never have gone there.
No, I mean, saying balls again.
Right, right.
Balls.
You can caress the balls. You can...
All right, guys. All right. I want to thank Kelly Monaco for coming in here tonight and being such a good sport. You can find her on the cover of FHM. You got two blondes and a black-haired gal, and Kelly is the sort of, I'd say, give her the dishwater blonde on the cover. Your hair's a little darker in real life.
Yeah, that wasn't my real hair.
Not your real color?
Mm-mm. Huh. No, I've never dyed my hair or processed it in any way. That's all extensions. That's fake.
Oh, it's fake?
It's fake hair.
But your hair's long and lovely.
Yeah, well, they just add a little bits of blonde because I won't dye my hair. So why dye it if they can just put these pieces in and make it look real? You know?
Do that. A guy should do that with his pubes. A guy who...
weave it back in.
Yeah. Hey, you have nice hair. You shouldn't monkey with that.
You know?
Yeah. It's good.
It's a natural color.
All right. And on Port Charles for all the unemployed.
Port Charles.
So,
11:30.
That's right. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Balls.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.